My God, my Father, Christ's fourth word from the cross. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And it was about the sixth hour. And there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. What a mysterious and supernatural three-hour darkness must have shrouded the whole earth that day. This most painful, intimate time was not to be witnessed by the inquisitive eye of man nor the angelic host. As Father and Son in unison suffered an excruciating pain through this momentous, agonizing separation. And a fathomless darkness, never witnessed within eternity before, hung heavily over the Son of his love. Jesus' sinless body was wrapped in a gloom of death, so that we might be eternally clothed in garments of life. He willingly experienced death, that we may walk through its shadow into the splendours of heavenly light. He endured agony's timeless darkness, that we may have joy and life, and have it more abundantly. And thus he cried with a piercing voice, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This was the fourth word uttered by our Lord from the cross. It was not the barbaric, brutal beating, the razor-sharp nails, or the piercing sword that caused his outcry. It was not the malicious mocking, the ignominious insults, or the cruel, thorny crown that occasioned this cry. The loss of the Father's presence, for the first moment since time and eternity kissed each other, was for our Lord Jesus a loss so overwhelming that human and angelic minds can only wonder. Why does he call out, my God, in this hour of darkness and distress? Why does he not cry to the Father? His Father's business in the Father's house was his first important service at the tender age of 12. His Father's approval in Jordan's waters were displayed to his beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. His Father was the one to whom his disciples were pointed as they pleaded, teach us to pray. His Father was the one who commanded, hear him, as he glistened on the mountain of transfiguration. It was to his Holy Father that his magnificent prayer of John 17 was offered in gracious reverence. It was to the Father that he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but thine be done. Father was Christ's first word from the cross. Father was the one to whom his parting breath was addressed. Why does he call out, my God, in this hour of distress? Why does he not appeal to his Father? What had happened in this bitterest hour of trial? Had the Lord lost consciousness of his sonship? In this darkest hour, is he aware that he is pushed far from the Father's heart of love? In his agony, does he understand that he no longer reposes in the bosom of the Father? This seems to be the reason. This appears to be his understanding. This seems to be the point where he was made sin for us, where he became our substitute man. This seems to be the pivot in the history of humanity, where he became our representative man. This seems to be the point that as the second man, the last Adam, he was covered with our guilt. God hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Yet our Lord in this terrible hour continues to exhibit such faith that would remove mountains as he cries, "My God, my God, my God." Through all of this, the Lord clung in faith to "my God," just as we, in Christ, must cling in faith to our Father who art in heaven. Just as we in him must cling in faith to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Remember, this he experienced for you. This he endured for me too. This he endured for you and for me, so that his God would be our God, and his Father become our Father. For his sake, for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are no longer the criminals deserving death. For his sake, we are children of heaven and adoptive sons of the Father. For his sake, we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to his glorious kingdom of light. For his sake, we are joint heirs with the Son of God's love. For his sake, there is no condemnation for we who are in Christ Jesus our Lord. For his sake, we are truly accepted in the Beloved forever.